So we started on Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. We began to say Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem, or perhaps Morid HaGoshem. We'll have to get into that, which one is the appropriate, or maybe either one works. But we started, so actually it depends if you're davening in an Ashkenaz minyan, ahi Ohev Tzedek, versus a Nusuk Svard minyan that says, why would there be a difference? So I made an announcement, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, before Musaf, before our silent Shmoneh Esrei, and then we added it. What do they do here? Well, you don't remember.
A very long prayer. A very long prayer.
What?
At the repetition of Musaf.
Yes. After that.
Yeah. So in order to say Mashiv HaRuach, there has to be an announcement. There has to be a hakraza. It depends, because we, to Svardim who say Morid HaTal, so people don't want to say, you know, so either you could say Mashiv HaRuach, they don't want to say no Morid HaTal. So either way, that's the practice. We began saying it Musaf Shemini Atzeres. Why do we wait to Musaf? Last I checked, we just read it this week, by the way. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom, whatever. But Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Judaism, the day begins at night.
Yes.
So normally we begin things, we're saying Talamata, we begin at night, the night of December 4th, 5th, or
right.
Zion Mar Cheshvan in Israel. I'm going to miss it by a day. I think I'm leaving Vav Cheshvan. But so why are we beginning at Musaf and not Ma'ariv? So the Yerushalmi writes, see, you might think we're living in a different world today, but as much as things change, they never change. The Yerushalmi writes, because we all know very few people show up to evening service, I guess even on Yontif, and therefore we don't want to have half the congregation beginning Mashiv HaRuach at night and the other one's not beginning, because you can't. For Mashiv HaRuach, as we'll see, you don't really begin until there's a hakraza. We'll see, up to a certain amount of time, there's a discussion of, let's say, you have a hashkama minyan. Either comes up two ways. Either, let's say, you have a 7 o'clock minyan in shul and then a 9 o'clock, or let's say you have people davening at home. So the question is, someone is saying, the one day a year you should have a hashkama minyan is on Shemini Atzeres, because once the Tzibor announces Mashiv HaRuach, so perhaps even at Shacharis, the second minyan has to put it in. Or perhaps I could argue maybe it's the one year you shouldn't have a regular minyan. But the point being is, and is that true anyway? Because we don't, that, you know, it's a major discussion in the Poskim, but we basically don't assume that way. Klal Yisrael, I don't mean here, because there's only one minyan. Because in the summer, many shuls have they have early Shabbos, but we don't say once the first minyan was Makabel Shabbos, and therefore everyone else, that's not the way it works. But that, anyway, but it's no kasha, because back then, they had the din of a kehila, everyone did the same thing, there was minig of the town, so therefore, during that time, it was different. Today, everything's more hefkeris, everyone does what they want, it's hard to say, and you have so many different shuls, within like what, a 2-block perimeter, it's hard to say you locked into one of them. So whatever the reasons are, but it was a real discussion in the postgame that if you're going to daven at home, you should wait until the tzibor says Mashiv HaRuach, meaning for Musaf, obviously for Shachar, because then it becomes a shaila about when you can say it. So the bottom line is, so we don't begin at Meir of the Yerushalmi rights, because it's not the Balabatim answering that as the Yerushalmi, it's an old problem, getting people to come to shul at night. There's a problem getting the people come to shul during the day. So what about Shacharis? So the reason on the Shacharis, he says, because you have to be so megulu with tefillah. I guess I'm not familiar with the minhag here, because we'll have someone who's willing to scream out Mashiv HaRuach Ragashim right before Shacharis also. But the Yishal writes, since you have to be so megulu with tefillah, you have to go right from Gal Yisrael to Shmon Esrei, so you can't scream, you can't announce Mashiv HaRuach. So therefore, again, so that gets into whether one could debate them, perhaps if it's a Tzorach Tefillah, you can. But I'm just saying what the Yerushalmi writes. Obviously, the minhag here is people do it, because you're not going to have people in Oregon. It's like the halacha is contrary to people think. It's, let's say, you're not sure, let's say, you're not sure if it's Rosh Chodesh today, you're not sure, should I say, So you're actually either you could walk to the bookshelf. It probably won't help you. Or you go, you could go ask someone in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, because that's what Sarak Tefillah. So if you argue that announcing is what Sarak Tefillah, I guess let's work with the Yushami. Everyone was knowledgeable; they didn't have to ask, so therefore, wouldn't be what Sarak Tefillah. Whatever the Yushami is assuming, it's not what Sarak Tefillah, or he's assuming you can't even talk with Sarak Tefillah. Whichever way he's assuming, bottom line says you can't do it at Shacharis, and hence the minig at Musaf to do Mashiva Ruach or Morid Agashem. So therefore, and they point out that if you didn't announce it so if you didn't announce it before the silent Shmoneh Esrei, then you should not say Mashiva Ruach in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you have to wait until Mincha to say it. So therefore, that in before you what?
Why would you have to wait? I don't know.
No, I'm saying if you didn't announce, if you didn't announce, there's a special din of Hachrosa. They'll discuss why. But I'm saying is, so therefore, If you didn't announce it before davening, so therefore you continue doing what you did. The bottom line is a discussion anyway. Even if you did Mashiv Ruach at night, perhaps you yotze, because really Meikar Adin, really you should be start saying at the night of Shmini. It's just pragmatic reasons we don't do it, but really according to some posts, even if you started saying it the night before, so it's not necessarily bid the evidence wouldn't be good. But the question is what you should do lechatchila in terms of if it wasn't announced or not. Yeah.
Does it make a difference whether you've eaten the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres at night or not?
Whether in terms of Mashiv Aruach?
Mashiv Aruach at Marit?
Right, it doesn't make any difference, but perhaps one could argue, in terms of you don't want, because let me go back a step. Why do we begin Shmini? I explained why we wait for Musaf Shmini Atzeres, but why are we waiting for Shmini Atzeres? Sukkah is Dan Alamayim. Why don't we the first night of Sukkot or Musaf the first day, why don't we say Mashiva Ruach? That's what the post can point out because another Mishnah tells us it's a Simen Klola. It's a Simen Klola if it rains early the first night, the first two nights of Sukkot, it's like the person who pours, water over your head, like, it's, that God tells you to sit in the sukkah, and then he doesn't want you sitting in there, so he's upset, which, that gets into, that's why the Rama writes that one who sits in the sukkah in the rain, nikra hejot, you're a fool, because you're a fool because you're pater from a mitzvah, and in fact, it's even worse, because you're a mitztayer, so therefore, you're even pater, and therefore, you're ruining your simchas yontov. Of course, if you want to get into what's a bigger mitztayer, but we see clearly, objectively, rain is considered a mitzvah. But either way, so why don't we do it the first day? We don't do it the first day because we're sitting in sukkah. So, so by Shemini Atzeres, even though it's not a kash, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, there's no, especially if you're a ben Eretz, so if you're a ben chutzlar in Eretz Yisrael, we could discuss whether you sit in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres in Israel. The minhag Yushalayim is not so, but many postim disagree with that and say you should. But in terms of if you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, living Eretz Yisrael, because Shemini Atzeres, it's a different chag, we know it's Vaday over. The reason why we're sitting in the sukkah, it's Suffolk Shvi, Suffolk Shemini. So l'halacha, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah without a bracha, because the mitzvah of sukkah is a Suffolk Daraisa. So Suffolk Daraisa l'chumra, that regarding a bib, but Suffolk bracha is l'hakel. We don't make a bracha. And also it gets into whether it's a zilzil to, if I can't be making a leishei basuka and then saying it in my kiddush, yom shemini chag atzeres hazeh, it's a tarte desasi, it's a zilzil. So you have pragmatic reasons, but bottom line is, practically speaking, everyone agrees, whether you sit in the sukkah or not, there's no disagreement on when you begin saying mashiv haruach. Yeah.
This might bleed into tomorrow's year, but are they saying Matein Bracha or Tal Matar in Israel right now?
No, so right, that's what we'll get to. So right now we're still everyone's still saying Matein Bracha. The difference is when Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to miss it by a day. They begin saying Matein Tal Matar Zayin Mar Cheshvan, which is the seventh day of Cheshvan, and we begin either December 4th or December 5th. In other words, so how could? Which leads it, so we can discuss that right now. So why is it, if number one, two, why do we begin? Why wouldn't we begin Mashiv Aruach Regashem, and why not? We should have began with saying Talamata right away. So obviously we can't do it on Shmini Atzeres, right? The first day after, the first time we have a Tefillah Skol, why don't we get our act together? If we want rain, we want rain. Like, what are we waiting for exactly? We seem to be hedging our bets. On one hand, we say Mashiva Ruach Amorid HaGeshem. On the other hand, so that's the Gemara in Tainus' question. The Mishnah in Tainus says as follows: why don't we begin saying, why are we waiting on the same Talamata? Okay, we're talking. And Pasha is also, it's difficult to say also, you know, because we're saying Mashiva Ruach Amorid HaGeshem. How come we're doing that and we're eating in the Sukkah? But the same Talamata is a. Because really, Mashiva Ruach, number one is, we're really praying for rain in Eretz Yisrael, number one. So it's not really a steer for me to eat in the sukkah here. It's a problem for Eretz Yisrael doing it, because they're praying for rain there. But the truth is, you're not really praying for rain. Because there are three parts to our Shmona Esrei. There's the three sections. We have 19 brachas, but we have three sections. The first three brachas are under what section? The section of Shevach, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the middle of Bakasha's request. And the last section is Hodah, thank you. So, Mashiva Ruach Ragashem is really in the Shevach section. So really, we're not really asking God, we're praising God. Mashiva Ruach, it's a descriptive quality. In fact, it's one of the three things Chazal say, he did not give it over to man. He left for himself. So what are the three things that he didn't give the key over to the human beings? He left it by us. One is rain, what are the other two?
Birth.
And another form of birth, but after we die,
Tzias
Amesim. In fact, I think to prove his point is what. But they say over. I think the Queen of England. They were doing something. I don't know what the situation was. It was some big thing they were going to do outside, and they got together with the weather people, and they decided they wanted. They worked on it months or years, picking the day it's least likely to rain on. So, you know, based on statistics. And they came up with some day in June. It's the least likely day in England. Of course, that day it rained cats and dogs. So God says, you know, rain is my department. Don't try. As we know, it's the only job in the world. You could be wrong 50% of the time and keep your job. Because, you know, it's not up to them. It's, you know, they have no control over the weather forecast. I guess they have, not only were saying they have no control, but they can't even forecast when everyone, you know, they don't claim to control it, but they can't even tell you when it's going to happen. So rain is one of the things that it's directly through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not through, not through another means. So therefore, when it comes to rain, so we're just praising God on the ability to rain, but we're not, so therefore it's not really Akasha, but the same Talo Mutter is a Bakasha, it's in the middle. And that's why, why not ask right away? So we don't want rain right away. How come? Well, that's why we're not starting on the first day of Sukkot. But let's assume it's over. So why don't we want right after Sukkot is over, whether it's Shemini Atzeres or Simchas Torah, why don't we start saying we're saying Talamata right away? So that's what the Mishnah in Tainus tells us. There's another problem. Because we know back in the day, there's a mitzvah of Ola Regel. There's a mitzvah, Shalosh Regalim, you're familiar in Pashas Mishpatim, Shalosh Regalim Bashana, Yerech Osurecha. We have a mitzvah three times a year, minimum. See, I guess I'm doing it post-Pesach. I'm a little late, but I'm going post-Pesach, post-Sukkot. There's a mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim that you go up to the Beis HaMikdash bringing Karbanos three times a year. In fact, there's a question today whether there's still an Inyan or not. You know, there's no Chiyuv today, but according to some Rishonim, it's still a nice hiddur if you could go to Eretz Yisrael during the Shalosh Regalim. It's, you know, it could be part of that mitzvah. But so definitely no chiyuv today. So back in the day when they had to go, you had to get home also, right? What goes up goes down. If I take a trip to Eretz Yisrael, I got to go back. So the Gemara talks about what's the longest spot if you went to be Ola Rego on Sukkot or for that matter Pesach, but how long does it take you to get back home? So the longest spot is, it takes about like 14 days, whatever the amount was. So if you do the math, so it would come out to Zayim Mar Cheshvan. So basically the reason really we should begin saying Talamata right away in Eretz Yisrael. The reason we're waiting is because the Ola Rego, there's nothing worse than being on a horse and a wagon and getting stuck in the mud, getting all wet. So it seems which is another kasha. Let's go see. Really, we need rain in Eretz Yisrael, but a couple of people are going to get wet, or they're going to get stuck in mud, so we're not going to pray for rain. Since when do we care about the individual over the rabbi? That's what we'll get to. But that's what the Gemara says, because of the Ola Regel, So leads some people to say that Bizman Hazeh, therefore we've shown him right that Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have Ola Regel, so therefore you should begin right away. So in fact, that's a discussion among the poskim in Eretz Yisrael. If you began saying it, everyone agrees with Halacha, we don't begin to Zayim Ar Cheshvan. But what if I said B'Zayin Ta'al Matzer today in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz? Would you be Yotze? That depends on how you learn that. If you learn Pshat, then really you should be saying it right away. It's only for a technical reason, and Bizman Hazeh no longer applies because there's no mitzvah Ola Rego. Of course, you could argue. Then the question is, why don't we have that 2-week span going back then? Because we continue saying Bizayin Talmud until Pesach, but I don't have a mitzvah Ola Rego. So how am I going to get there for those 2 weeks? How can we have a 2-week gap now, but we don't stop 2 weeks before? It's another shayla we got to deal with. And then the question is, but the Gemara gives another reason, because Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this reason of not saying it, because the Gemara talks about that the fruits are on the ground, I guess after the harvest season, so therefore they need 2 weeks to get the payros off the ground, or else all the crop is going to spoil. So then based on that reason, that would apply, you know, even Bizman Hazeh, which is the passion, which is the way we passed in L'chadchila. We don't say Talmud. The Gemara gives a second reason about other reasons besides the Ola Rego. So we'll have to continue tomorrow morning, same time, 8:00.